I have the great honor of being the voice of the MATCH project, the Mobilizing Action Toward Community Health project, but I stand on the shoulders of the great work and wise wisdom of many other folks. So I want to begin by acknowledging my partners at the University of Wisconsin, Drs. Patrick Remington, Bridget Bosky, and David Kindig. Our colleagues at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, our program officer, Dr. Brenda Henry, is in the audience with us here. And particularly today, because I'm going to be talking a lot about communications, the great work done with Burness Communications. Becky Wexler from Burness is also in the audience with us today. This kind of work, as several of my colleagues have mentioned, only happens with the great teamwork. So I also have no financial or commercial interest to report. This is our model for MATCH, or Mobilizing Action Toward Community Health. Before I talk about this, can I just see a show of hands, how many of you have heard of the county health rankings? Okay, how many of you have been to the county health rankings website? Okay, great. Well, what we're going to do today is talk a little bit about how the county health rankings fit into the whole MATCH project, because as you can see, mobilizing happens through the rankings. And the intent then is we use this tool to move into action that will eventually create better outcomes in our community for our public. What I want to do today is do three things. One, give a little bit of background about the rankings, metrics, and model. Then spend more time talking about our communication strategy and results as a result of the release of the first set of county health rankings that happened last February. And then tell you one story of a community that's using these rankings. As I move through this, I want you to think about moving forward, because the rankings will be released again in March of 2011, and every one of you lives in a county. And so as you listen to this presentation, I'd love you to be thinking about how can I use the release of the rankings next spring to tell the story of how we can move towards greater action on community health improvement in my community. This is our logic model for the county health rankings. We take data that other people collected, compute the rankings, and our intent then is to create great awareness around this so that public health leaders and other key stakeholders in the community can use the report to gather people from multiple sectors together to implement evidence-based policies and programs that will eventually change health outcomes. So let's talk a little bit first about how the rankings are calculated. I am now telling people this is the most important slide in my presentation, because this is the model that undergirds the rankings. What you see at the top is, in the green boxes, is our measures of health outcomes. We look at whether people are dying too early, we look at quality of life while they're living, and we use those multiple measures to create a ranking that describes the picture of today's health in your community. We do a second set of rankings, and very deliberately a second set, to look at all of the items you see in the blue boxes, or the health factors, those determinants of health. So we look at elements that measure health behaviors, access to and quality of clinical care, socioeconomic factors, and the physical environment. These measures taken together are a picture of tomorrow's health in your community. These are the areas that you can drill down, target, and create action in your community. And so you see down in the bottom left-hand corner are policies and programs that drive those health outcomes, that drive the health, or excuse me, that drive the health factors that then drive the health outcomes. So we've selected measures in the rankings that are elements that are modifiable, that you can change in your community in the interest then of eventually changing those health outcomes and helping people live healthier, happy, longer, safer, higher quality lives. We weight each of these elements a little bit differently based on evidence in the research, consultation with experts around the nation, and this is what drives the calculation of the rankings. The rankings are available on our website, and I encourage you to visit that. And what is displayed on the website for each state is a map that looks at the health outcomes. So this is a map of Colorado. The counties that are in the lighter colors are the healthiest, going to those in the darkest colors are the unhealthiest. The website also goes into great detail looking at, you can look at it by a list if you don't want to look at it by a map, and you can click on any one of those counties and get to the detailed data of each of the different measures that are used to calculate the rankings, comparisons to the state mean, comparisons to what we call the target value, or where the best counties in your state are functioning. There is also a map that shows the rankings of the health factors. And once again, it follows that same strategy of the lighter the colored the county, the healthier, the darker the county, the unhealthier. So our intent was to release these rankings, 50 sets of rankings, one set within each state in the nation, so that it would gain attention in service to calling multiple sectors together to take action. If you go back to that model that I told you was the most important thing, and you think about the different measures that we use in the county health rankings, this is not a model that's intended to be put on the desk of a local health official and say, you go fix it. Because clearly, if you think about those drivers of health outcomes, we need our business leaders with us. We need our educational leaders with us. We need our elected officials with us. We need our transportation planners with us. We need our foundation partners with us. We need everyone coming together to look at what it is that influences health in our community. So while public health officials and healthcare leaders are important components of the team, it's very important that we strive to reach out to many sectors in order to have the greatest impact. So we worked very hard on our communications messaging, and I would be re-emphasizing some of the themes I've heard from some of our other colleagues speaking here today about clear messages that are simple and take complex data or complex issues and really drive people to thinking about what is most important. So I'll get to those messages in a minute, but the result was we were very successful in creating media around the county health rankings. This is just a sampling. You can see print media, TV media, radio communications, and online communications as well. This gives you a sense in the United States of an analysis we did in the Pop Health Institute about broadcast and print media as of May 2010, so this would be from February through May, and how many stories we saw in each state, again, color-coded with the darker color where we saw more media. And this is a map that shows you the penetration by county. So if a county was mentioned within a media article, you can see the coverage we had around the United States. So clearly, I would say the western part of the United States we did fairly well, although part of that is influenced by how big the counties are. And certainly most of the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and Florida, but some other areas where if you live in one of those white counties, great opportunity for next year to do some further messaging. So this is the messaging that we developed to really help move to action. We did not want the county health rankings to be just a data report, a metrics report. We really wanted it to be a report that used data and metrics to inspire that action. So here are our key messages. Where we live matters to our health, and there are great disparities based on where we live. Many factors contribute to health. It's more than just healthcare. And this was a particularly important message. If you think about last February, what were we in the midst of? Healthcare reform debate, which of course was a very important debate, but a debate that was primarily focused on access to medical care. Health is everyone's business, and therefore we all need to work together. So here's a couple of examples from around the nation of media that we saw, and you can see our key messages coming forward in these media. Health is not just about medical care. Here is one that from Illinois that talked about McLean County is 15th among the healthiest counties in Illinois. A lot of people say to me, unless you're the top or the bottom, no one's going to pay any attention. But here was a definite example of a community that was, you know, towards the top, but not the top, and the important message that their editorial board said that we're doing well, but we can and we should do better here. From Florida, a commentary about the importance of business leaders being part of this and really quantifying the cost of healthcare and why business leaders need to be part of moving action forward. This one came from Shelby County in Tennessee, the home of Memphis, and which scored fairly low, but then their editorial board really caught on the we must all come together, and you can see the last line. You know, they're talking about improvements in their parks and recreation. Churches, employers, civic organizations, and government entities should be involved. So clearly that message of health is everybody's business, and we need to come together. And then this is one where I just love the good news and the bad news comes from Louisiana. We like our gumbo and our rice and our gravy, but maybe Lafayette Parish isn't so unhealthy after all. Ranked fifth healthiest in the state. However, the survey does not stack Lafayette against counties outside Louisiana, so the competition wasn't that stout. Louisiana is 47th in a ranking of the healthiest states. And you could argue this is akin to being the slimmest person to show up at weight loss camp. But I thought this was really a great example of putting it in context and saying, again, we're doing better here, but we could do a lot better because of who we're being compared to. So, moving from that awareness into action. This is our take action cycle, and as you look at it, you would look at it and say, this is very similar to a public community health improvement model. If you're a business person, you'd look at this and say, this is a strategic planning model. If you're a scientist, you'd say it's a scientific process. So it's a great model that crosses across all efforts. And the important thing is to take this and start where you're at in your community. You may already have done lots of assessment and picked priorities, but how can you use this to leverage more people coming together to find policies and environmental changes to make things work? We did survey local health departments, and we found out of our survey sample that two-thirds of them were reaching out to community leaders, government organizations, but only a third to the business sector, so that's room for response. And these are the many ways that we found local health departments using the report: assessments, engagement, and moving action forward. So let's move to just the last few minutes. I want to tell you a story of a community that has used the rankings. And in the state of Michigan, we notified every community before the rankings came out. And I called the local health officer in Clare County, Michigan, which is right in the middle of the state, the lowest ranked county in Michigan. And their local health officer, it was really bad news. It felt like you were telling someone they had cancer to say you're the lowest ranked county in your state. But their health officer said, you know, I knew we were not going to do really well. I didn't know we'd be lowest. But this is an opportunity, and let's move it forward. She'd already scheduled a summit for several weeks after the rankings were released. And in the time since the rankings were released, over 100 people came to the summit in a very small rural community. People from multiple sectors, a retired person who'd been a program evaluator offered to help lead their strategic planning process. They've engaged a local academic organization to help with further data analysis. They've engaged local foundations to think about how they might put leverage local funding to move efforts forward. And they've really drilled down and thought not just about typical public health activities around obesity or tobacco, although those are important in their communities, but really taken an opportunity to say this is a lot about social connectedness, it's about low educational levels, it's about how do we get people to value high school and post-secondary education, and how do we really bring people together in this community. So in a few months, only a little 7 or 8 months since the rankings were released, they've really moved things forward. So I thank you very much for your attention today. As we get ready to do the rankings moving next year, I just ask you to leave today and think about when that report's released next March, how we might we engage both our local media and other partners in our community to use it as a tool to move forward important community health improvement efforts in our community. Thank you.